Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, September 27th, 2013. Joining us in a couple of minutes at our table, the new director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Birthdays today, Samuel Adams, firebrand of the American Revolution, leader of the original Tea Party. Born on this day in 1722 in Boston.
On December 16th, 1773, Samuel Adams and the Sons of Liberty organized about 100 Bostonians, disguised themselves as Indians, and boarded the ships.
They chopped open the tea and threw it all into Boston Harbor, destroying quite a lot of money.
Onlookers cheered as Boston Harbor became an enormous teapot.
Pioneering cartoonist Thomas Nast, born on this day in 1840, the symbols of the donkey for the Democrats and the elephant for the Republicans, that was Nast. The lovely Gwyneth Paltrow is 41 today. Turns out she can sing.
I know you see me like some wide-eyed dreamer that just rolled in off a dusty Midwestern bus. Yeah, on the outside, I look fragile, but on the inside, there's something you can't crush. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to breathe.
In 1869, the new sheriff of Ellis County, Kansas, Wild Bill Hickok, and his deputy respond to a brawl at John Bitter's Beer Saloon in Hays City. When Hickok arrived and ordered the men to stop, one of them turned to attack him, and Hickok shot him in the head. End of brawl. On this day in 1948, WBAP, Channel 5 in Fort Worth, now KXAS, became the first television station in Texas to go on the air, carrying a speech by President Harry Truman. The station grew out of Fort Worth's first radio station, also called WBAP. Established in 1922 by Amon Carter, owner of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and still going strong, of course, today. On this date in 1942, the great Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Number one in the U.S. with I've Got a Girl in Kalamazoo.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a girl
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
On the KETR events calendar, of course, the coming weekend brings the annual Bodark Bash in downtown Commerce, featuring a barbecue Friday night, the 5K run at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, a parade at 10 a.m. Saturday, and live music and performances on the square. The Bodark Bash this weekend in Commerce. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby. She is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. And Frances, tell us about starting in this job. It hasn't been very long. How long have you been in the job, and what did you do before you became the executive director of the United Way?
Well, it all started kind of with a life of volunteering. I've been at the United Way since July of this year, but I've been in the community since about 1998 and had 20 years in the retail business. And decided that things in life change, and it was time for a new position, and this position came available, and it was really a perfect fit.
Talk about some of your volunteering experiences before you became the leader of the United Way.
I volunteered with Hunt County Shared Ministries, the local food bank. I've also volunteered with Altrusa International Incorporated of Greenville, which is a local club with an international board, and we do wonderful service projects all around town. And I've also volunteered in numerous other activities.
Yeah, just something that you enjoy doing and get a lot out of, I guess.
Absolutely. I think getting a lot out of it, you get what you put into it.
Sure. We've heard a lot about the economy. We know that we've had problems with unemployment, all of the things that everyone is familiar with. So I presume you're seeing a lot more demand for United Way's services than you did in the past.
Absolutely. The need is great. I think we all realize that in Hunt County especially. in Texas in general, I think we've had the recession hit us a little bit later, and we've lost a lot of businesses in the last few years. But I think with our community really pulling together and living united, I think we can really make more with less.
What are some of the indications you see of the demand, the need for United Way to help people out?
Last year, in 2012, our funding helped over 24,000 of our neighbors. But in 2013, that number rose to over 42,000. So there is quite a bit of need. And that's the agencies that we support reflecting their numbers to United Way.
That's almost twice as many then.
Absolutely.
What are some of United Way's services, the kinds of things that you do for people? Now, I know you can't name them all in the time that we're going to be sitting here, but some of the things that you do and then some of the organizations that people might be familiar with, but they might not associate it with United Way.
Absolutely. It's really simple. We're about volunteering, advocating, and giving. When you give to United Way, we put those funds back into the community through our 13 partner agencies. Some of those agencies are Hunt County Shared Ministries, also known as FISH, CASA, Women in Need, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, just to name a few.
So people should know when they're giving to the United Way that money stays
in Hunt County.
Locally, in the city and in the county and very close to home.
Absolutely, yes, sir. We are about helping our neighbors. And when we live united and we volunteer, we advocate, we do things. One of the things that United Way of Hunt County would like to be about is matching up people who would like to volunteer with organizations who need volunteers. And I don't think we've seen that in the past, and that's something that I would like to see more of.
So if someone has a particular interest in a particular sort of thing, then you might be able to match them with the organization that does that.
Absolutely. We get a lot of calls in our office for people needing house painting, help with fixing windows, that kind of thing, as well as food, diapers, etc.
And we were talking before we went on also about the low overhead that most of the high percentage of the money donated does go to the actual purpose that it was intended.
Hunt County's funds, 98% stay in Hunt County. Now, we do have some administrative cost at our local United Way, but 98% of our funds do stay in Hunt County.
Now, coming up in about a month, you have a big event, and that is your annual fundraising campaign. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we kick off our annual campaign, and the annual campaign is just an opportunity for local people to give through their payroll deductions. And a lot of people don't realize that that option is out there. If you donate $1 or $2 per pay period, that adds up. And if 100 people did that, again, it adds up. So when you think about donating through your payroll deductions, you can do that with just a small amount and it really adds up. But that kickoff dinner is October 24th, and we would love to have anybody come to that dinner and learn more about United Way. Just please go to our website and RSVP.
Is that in Greenville?
It will be in Greenville at the Wesley United Methodist Church. Baker's Ribs will be providing barbecue.
Oh, outstanding. From the people who donated to United Way last year, how much money did you bring in from donations, from contributions from people in Hunt County, and then how much are you looking for in the coming year?
Well, a majority of our funding is donations. We do have a few fundraising events, like the GMA concert, Charlie Daniels Band, November 7th. Some of the proceeds will go to United Way, but most of our donations are just people writing a $20, $25 check here and there. And we would like to see us reach the goal of $250,000 for the 2014 funding.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.